Groin pain? Get the right diagnosis. By Paul Nelson, LMHC. Okay, so you have a whole bunch of weird symptoms that are driving you nuts and interfering with your life. Every doctor tells you there's nothing wrong with you. You feel like you're losing your mind. This is all normal. We hear it from men all the time. So, how do we get to a diagnosis? It takes a bit of digging, but it's a fairly straightforward process. When it comes to pelvic floor dysfunction, which you can learn more about by clicking here at the link, physical and mental health are inseparable. First, we go over your medical history and do a thorough workup. Dr. Werner looks at blood work to see what comes up. There's an extensive physical exam, and one of our nurse practitioners spends time going over your medical history. We need to get a good picture of what's going on in your body. Now, after the physical exam, you see the therapist. As a mental health professional, I'm going to explore your family of origin, your current lifestyle, health habits, and give you several assessments to determine how much stress, anxiety, or depression are active in your life right now. I want to find out how much anxiety or stress is situational and how much is just how you're hardwired as a person. We go over any symptoms. We listen to you and your symptoms, and we believe you. Then we ask more questions and see if we can discover symptoms you may have overlooked or perhaps did not realize were present. Many men are amazed when I ask them questions about issues out of the blue. To minimize psychosomatic events, we usually do not tell patients why we're asking the questions, but if a man has been complaining about perineal pain and I seem to randomly ask about a thin urine stream, they're surprised that they have something to do with each other. If we see evidence that you might have some issues with your pelvic floor, the final step in a diagnosis is to send you to a physical therapist who specializes in pelvic floor dysfunction. It's important to go to a pelvic floor specialist because most physical therapists get no training in pelvic floor therapy. The pelvic floor therapist will do a thorough pelvic examination. Most frequently, they will attach electrodes to the groin and the perineum, and they measure the muscular activity in the pelvis. If muscles are tense, the electrodes pick up on this and indicate with a number. The higher the number, the more pelvic tension there is. We have a pelvic floor specialist on staff, Stephen Lavender, who can provide a diagnosis and recommend a tailored treatment plan. Click here on the link to read his bio. Our goal at Maze is to treat the whole person. Contact us today to schedule a free phone consult. You can reach us at 646-380-2600, 646-380-2600, or by simply clicking on the contact link to send us an email through our website. We're more than happy to help.